It should be get going, everybody. So tomorrow, Vince will join me for a short teaching, devotion, and a song. Get us going on our weekend. But we've been spending the last couple of weeks, as you know, this month, talking about the topic, Deliver Us From Evil. And this particular week's devotion comes off Sunday's discussion on Deliver Us From Bondage to Slavery. And our whole conversation has centered around things that we feel like we can't help. Or things that restrict, bind, or imprison us. So we've had some conversations around that, and we've used Titus chapter 3 as a bit of a symptom test, a little unpack of the kinds of things that the Bible says could land up becoming your master. And today I want to tackle one of those again out of the book of Titus. So Titus 3:3, one of them says let me read it. At one time we too were foolish and childish, disobedient and deceived, and enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasures. So those are the three we covered. Today, goes on, we live in malice and envy, being hated and hating one another. I want to talk to you about this category of things that the Bible describes as malice or envy. And this is the kind of conflict or bondage that I think we ought to confront in our spiritual journey, and it is a symptom of something that could very well imprison us. And I want to take a moment to define what malice is. Malice means to be cruel, either to yourself or to others, to be vindictive, to want to see the harm of somebody, or be envious or jealous of somebody's success. And I think that those kinds of things can really get to your head. You can get yourself into a bind where you're frustrated every day that good news disappoints you because it's not your good news, and bad news kind of makes you feel like somebody deserved it. And there is a real conversation about this in Scripture in a number of places. 1 Peter 2:1 says, therefore rid yourselves of all malice and all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, slander of every kind. It's got some real descriptions in there on how you get rid of that kind of stuff. You know, you've got to celebrate other people's successes. You've got to wish the best for other people. And you've got to make sure that you don't get yourself emotionally or spiritually twisted through envy and jealousy. They can become real slave masters. And you'll find yourself unable to celebrate what you have. You'll be disappointed in that. You'll find yourself jealous of what other people have, and even potentially a little bit vindictive about it, making things harder for people because maybe you're a little jealous of them. And I really want to take a moment today in our devotion to ensure that we rid ourselves, just like what 1 Peter 2:1 says. And there are a couple of ways you rid yourself. I find being part of a diverse community of believers in a local church or a small group is hugely valuable in this area, because you discover the story of God through different people's roads and paths and what they go through and confront and overcome and cheer and celebrate. And you learn to pick up those celebrations along the way, and I find that unbelievably valuable. The second thing I think that's very helpful is to never speak ill, but rather only speak well of others. If you can do that, something really powerful happens in your own life. It breaks the chains over your own life, and then you become more receptive for the blessings that God has coming your way. It doesn't help if God wants to pour down rain on you, but you're water resistant. It doesn't help. You've simply set yourself up for hurt or harm. And this category of slave masters, of sort of evil masters over our lives, can be so discreet that it's really it's a private burden. That the smile is on the face, but the heart is really imprisoned. And I really want to encourage you to be determined in your spiritual journey. Thanks, Lynn. Really want to be encourage you to be determined in your spiritual journey, that you, when you pick up those kinds of symptoms, you rid yourself of them. So one of the ways you do that is being part of a community that is diverse. I think that's important. If you're in a community of people who think just like you on everything, I think you're going to pick up all the same habits. You need to speak well, not ill. And that means to bless somebody. Do you know the Bible says, bless those who curse you? And do good to those who despitefully persecute you. You come in a contradictory spirit. The only way to overcome that is you contradict it. If somebody is going to speak ill, speak well. If somebody is going to do harm, do good. Make sure that you keep yourself out of prison in your own heart, especially this one. It's a deeply private prison, and you would be ashamed to talk about it, so you carry it on your own, because everyone knows they shouldn't be jealous or envious or hypocritical, and you carry that burden very privately in your own heart, and it really is a punishing taskmaster, and we don't want to be in that condition. And then the last thing I want to encourage you to do is do something for someone who can't do anything in return. When you do that, it breaks self-righteousness. It breaks feeling like I have superiority. When you bless somebody, try to do it discreetly too. Be generous in a discreet way and be a blessing to somebody and let them enjoy the benefit of that and expect nothing in return. Make sure that not all of your life's equations are transactions. Some of them should just be generosity. If we play our entire life on a transactional basis, then it'll seep into everything. You'll say, well, I made dinner yesterday, you got to make it today, and I said a nice word today, and you got to say it tomorrow, and I gave this, and I expect that. And when you go down that road, you get into a record-keeping. 1 Corinthians says, love keeps no record of wrongs. You start keeping record, and when you keep record, it's one of these symptoms that you're going to go down the road of malice, envy, or jealousy. And I really want to encourage you to absolutely be broken free from that. Don't carry that in your heart. It will absolutely imprison you. And everyone will think you're fine, and you'll say all the right words in all the right place, but on the inside, you'll be bound in a prison. And so my prayer for you is that you'll absolutely be cut free from that, and you'll be able to step into the freedom of the Lord to be able to be generous-hearted in life and receptive in life, and that you'll put no barriers there. And so this process has been really powerful. If you want a summation of all the symptoms of the kinds of taskmasters that want to control you, just have a read through that Titus scripture again, chapter 3. It's like 15 verses. And just look at all the symptoms. You know, it's almost like medication. You look at it and you go, oh, those are the indicators, counter-indicators, and so forth. It's a great way of looking at the kinds of things that could very easily become your master, and we want to be free from the evil of enslavement to bondage. So hope that's helpful, everybody. Let's take a moment to pray a prayer, and I'll add the requests that have also been shared both today and throughout the week. And Pretoria, Joburg, looking forward to seeing you tomorrow. No, Saturday morning. I'm flying out Friday afternoon. Be there Saturday morning. Come back Saturday afternoon and be right in PE broadcasting for our services on Sunday. Cool. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for your healing power for those who this week and especially today we've been made aware of are battling an illness, a cancer, a virus, are battling in their bodies to be made whole. I thank you for the power of healing in the name of Jesus. I pray that our testimony will be that miracles took place and that there was a transformation in the body that is attributed only to the hand of God. I pray those who are in a medical process will find it to be successful, that the medication will be successful, operations will be successful, and tests will be successful. I pray for the situation with the fires and droughts, those things that seem so far out of our control that we have to rely completely on you. We thank you that you have a solution and that you have a moment in time when those things are turned around, and we appeal and pray that you will heal our land in every way, both in natural sense, in emotional sense, spiritual sense, and on the people. And finally, Lord, we pray that you'll help us stay free, that we will not be envious or have malice or jealousy, that these things are not just occasional emotions, but can become masters, and they are cruel masters. We pray, Father, that you'll set us free from it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, everybody. Trust that you'll have a phenomenal day. I hope you'll come out to the movie night tonight, especially young adults 18 to 25, 6 for $6.30. Bring some food and blankets, but buy some stuff there too. It's going to be a win. Bye.